So, I'm curious, how was that? Yeah, Alex?
I definitely had that experience of, touching on that place of like being pointless would just be so free, unburdened, spacious, light, bubbly. It was like all coming in, all at once. And that went on for a while, which was just, an amazing experience. And then I had this like almost like a jolting, yanking kind of like that's nonsense, kind of like shh. And then the last bit, because I tried to kind of come back to it, but the last 40 seconds or something felt like trying to make a case or argue, or it's
For
almost
which
like
one?
all of a sudden there was like, I'm not convinced and you're not convincing me. And oh, let me tell you all the,
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So you give me a good opportunity to say something like, when we're working with this, when you have these experiences of touching into the abyss and finding the absolute, that can often, I mean, the experience is undeniable, right? You experience it, you touch into it, it's amazing. That's undeniable. Now, sometimes, if you go to, this is why I started by talking you into the dreads, because if you connect with the part of you that has learned that being pointless is terrible, and then you have some time to bring in the experience, and it might touch it. Sometimes, if, for example, your connection with the part that thinks it's going to be terrible is sort of like a little bit at an arm's length, so you know there's a side of you that thinks it's terrible, but you're not really in touch with it, right? You're holding it out here. Then, when you have the experience, it doesn't actually touch this one. It just creates a competing. It's like now there's one part of you that knows it's terrible and another part of you that knows it's fantastic, and the two compete. And this is why many times when we do this work, there might be a side of you that is unafraid of it because you actually truly know it's beautiful. But it requires a little bit of energy for you to stay in touch with that and keep the other one out. So what happens the moment you're a little stressed or tired? The old one jumps in and runs the show. This is why it's when we do this work, it's really recommendable to say the more you can empathize with the old learning. Because it was true, right? In your childhood home, not a good idea for you to be useless. Being useful is how you maintain the position that was relatively safe, or as safe as could be. It, so when you can empathize with, actually, it makes sense. It's not just the silly delusion that you got when you were younger, and now it's this pesky thing that you can't get rid of no matter how much therapy you go through, right? But you empathize with it and kind of feel it from the inside and say, because of course, it's scary to be purposeless. Think about how many, teachings also that's about finding your place in the world, contributing to the community. It makes a lot of sense. Can you feel what happens as we say this?
Something definitely happens because I can feel some tugging, like tugging of like when you mentioned the strategy haven't been useful in the past, I felt that like, yeah,
Excellent.
that's.
And not just in the past, really. Like if you go in a new group and you make yourself indispensable, very useful, you're the last to be kicked out, right?
Yeah.
What's happening as we argue the side of this part of you and say, really, this is, it's coherent, it's understandable.
I have a feeling of being seen.
Yes. So really, we don't want to push that side away because it has a point. Right? It has a
Yeah.
point and it's a valuable point. At the same time, and this is really not, it's not something I say to negate or push out or something. It's not a but, it's an and, right? It is absolutely 100% true. Being useful is a really effective way of securing a place, getting social safety. At the same time, and these two things just, they're just two experiences that don't really match. At the same time, you had a vivid and clear experience of the utter relief of being useless. Right? You cannot deny the experience that you had at the beginning of the inquiry. So relaxing, so freeing. Now, this is like we know something, we have a belief, and then we experience something and we go like, that doesn't quite match my belief.
Yeah.
How is it to sit and look at those two things and say, well, actually, on the one hand, yeah, this is true. On the other hand, I did have that experience.
Surprising and kind of like, huh.
Good.
Yeah. I think I actually know exactly where that disconnect happened in the creating of this safe scenario to experience. I think in some way, I just set it aside. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it comes back and go like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not having any of this.
Yeah. No, this felt completely different just now.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
seeing something new.
Seeing something new. The surprise is generally a really good sign.
Yeah.
The surprise means that the part of you with the old learning has actually seen something and go, huh. I might have to update my view.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of a curiosity of like, huh. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good. Good. Any other? Rachel, you have something? It will be short though, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm really not getting this one because like some part of me is like, oh yeah, great. So you get a positive experience and really, that's just you're creating a new way to distract yourself from the reality of that big black hole over there by covering it over with a positive experience.
It actually isn't, because it's like it's important that we go to this with a real openness and a real curiosity. We're not just going in and saying, oh, let's just paint some nice colors and something happy and then put it on top of the black hole. We say, you feel this is a black hole, right? You know it's a black hole. The invitation is to just check one more time. If you go to it and find, yep, it is a black hole, good. You checked it, you found that it was a black hole, wonderful. We'll have to accept that. So it's not that we're not just trying to like make a little happy positive experience and then distract ourselves from the black hole. We are examining, did we get it right when we first formed our opinion of the black hole? That's what we want to check out.
I don't know then.
Good. But that's
some part of me saying no.
Huh?
And some part of me saying no, we didn't get it right. And that it was actually just all a distraction.
The black hole was a distraction?
No, all the stuff that came out, like identifying the black hole was a distraction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it might very well have been. But then that is an interesting insight, because then you go on to say, good, if the exercise of identifying a black hole was a distraction, what was the distraction from, right? Because now then we're still identifying the black hole. And part of you say, basically when part of you says this is all a distraction, part of you say, Rachel, we haven't got it right yet. And that's useful. Did you notice when I worked with Anandi, at one point she said, it's like having no value. And then she said, no, that's not it. Many times when we try to define the black hole, we try out different words. We rarely get it right the first time.
Mm-hmm. They felt right though at the time.
But yes.
Part saying no.
But that's valuable, right? So it's like you get something and you say, I think this is it. And then later you say, actually, I don't think I got it. I think this is not it. That's good. So.
But then I have another part that's saying, oh, but this is the distraction. And the intellectualizing about, is it a distraction? That's the distraction. And part of me is just saying, oh, this is just a.
Yes. It requires a lot of exploration and awareness, and both might be right. The intellectualization and the sort of, that might be the distraction. Until next time, keep it as an ongoing inquiry. What is it that you keep yourself distracted from? Don't think too much about it. More search for it in your felt sense, right? You'll know it when you feel it. So, but see what comes up.
Yeah, and you kind of started talking about the absolute, and I was like, where on earth did that come from, and what on earth is that?
Don't worry about it. For now, identify what the black hole is.
Uh-huh.
Usually, it will be pointlessness, meaninglessness, not existing, those kind of things. But getting the right word for you is important.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
I'm not convinced.
I didn't know that I was convincing you of anything. What am I convincing you of? Do you think that there is a black hole?
You're not convincing me of the worthwhileness of the inquiry.
I'm not convincing you of what?
The worthwhileness of the inquiries.
You don't have to do the inquiry if you don't think it's worthwhile. I'm not saying you have to. You
but
don't
that's
have
a
to.
Distraction as well. Arthur.
Yeah. If you think there's a black hole, the task is see if you can put words to it. And if you think it's not worth putting words to it, you don't have to do it. Maybe one of the other inquiries that I will present you with in another session, you'll think is more worthwhile. Anyway, we need to round off. So, see you in 2 weeks.
Take
care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thank you very much.